The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
My dear brothers and sisters, today we are celebrating the memorial of St. Ignatius of Loyola. We know St. Ignatius of Loyola is the founder of the Jesuits. That is this famous that came from him, this famous quote that came from him. He said, "If the Lord brings you suffering, it is a great sign that he wants to make you a saint." I repeat, if the Lord brings you suffering, it is a great sign that he wants to make you a saint. I think from this quote, my dear friends in Christ, we have to begin to see or to look at suffering from a different perspective. Usually when one suffers, we will think, oh, God has abandoned the person. Basically, that's what we think. But from what St. Ignatius tells us, any suffering we undergo, it is a sign of purification or purgation, that the Lord is purifying us, preparing us for something greater, preparing us so that we will become a saint. And when we bring this to the gospel of today, Jesus tells us the importance of making sure that we enter the kingdom of God. That the kingdom of God is so important that we have to do all we can in order to acquire this kingdom. And this also reminds us the reason why we go to church, why we pray, it is not just because we need something, but because we have a relationship with God. So that even if we are suffering, that relationship remains strong. Suffering should not bring discord between us and God. We cannot say, oh, because things are not going the way I want it, therefore I will stop going to church. I will stop praying. No. Come rain, come shine, we have to be faithful to God, because we have a relationship with him. And that is the idea that St. Ignatius is trying to underscore. That the more we suffer, the more we come closer to him. Because he is preparing us. He is equipping us. He is transforming us. He is purifying us so that we can become saints. Like in the first reading, we read the lamentation of Jeremiah. When Jeremiah was lamenting, "Oh God, I have given my life. I have been doing this, I have been doing that. Still, I am suffering." And at the end, Jeremiah also said, "Oh, now I knew that all these sufferings, that God was preparing something greater for me." So many friends of Christ, as we are celebrating this memorial today, let us know that God cannot abandon us. So long as we love Him, so long as we have a relationship with Him, if we do, even though we suffer, that suffering will become a stepping stone to achieving our goal. And that goal is being in union with God after our lives here on earth. That's our goal. That's why we have relationship with Him, so that we will return back to Him. Because we all know that we came from God and we will return back to God. Terminus equo and terminus adquem. We came from Him, we'll go back to Him. So suffering is part of life. We have to persevere when suffering comes. We have to embrace it. And suffering should not cut us off from Him. We have to remain faithful no matter how difficult it is. May God continue to bless us and to transform us as we hear His words. Please rise.